Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah now goes to another group of people who are also exempt from Kriyas Shema, not because they're doing a mitzvah, but for another reason. Noshim, women, vavodim, and non-Jewish slaves, or katanim, and children under the age of bar or bas mitzvah, per term of Kriyas Shema, are exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. And the reasons for all these three are slightly different. The reason why a woman is exempt is because this is what is known as a mitzvah asei shehazman gerama, a positive mitzvah, which is bound to a specific time, meaning there's a specific time where you have to do this mitzvah, as we learned in the first perek. And women are exempt from those types of mitzvahs. Now, when it comes to the non-Jewish slave, when one has a non-Jewish slave, or I should say when one had a non-Jewish slave, he would actually give him bris milah, and the non-Jewish slave would go to the mikveh, and only then is he considered a proper slave to the Jew. And the halacha is that a non-Jewish slave who is owned by a Jew is obligated to keep all mitzvahs which a woman is obligated to keep. And therefore, just like a woman is exempt from saying Kriyas Shema, so too a slave would be exempt. And thirdly, children, since the whole reason why children keep mitzvahs is just for the sake of educating them, so that they're used to doing them by the time they reach bar or bas mitzvah, this actually means that all the mitzvahs which a child does, he's only obligated to do them midrabbanon. So the rabbanon did not include in this mitzvah of educating one's child the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the reason being that it's very impractical. For the father to be with the son every time he needs to say Kriyas Shema is very difficult, and it's unlikely that they're going to be together at that time, and therefore the rabbanon did not include this in the mitzvah of educating one's child. Furthermore, these three people are also exempt from umanat tefillin, from putting on tefillin. The reason for women and slaves is the same, that it's a time-bound mitzvah. Tefillin are only worn during the day, they're not worn on Shabbos, so once again it's considered a mitzvah asei shehazman gerama, a positive time-bound mitzvah. And the reason why children are exempt, even on a midrabbanon level, is because when wearing tefillin one has to make sure his body is kept clean, and children are not able to do that. However, says the Mishnah, these three groups of people, v'chayom batfilah, they're obligated to daven Shmona Esrei, and we're going to understand the reason for this like the Rambam, who holds that it's a mitzvah mid'oraisa to daven every day. Now, what exactly to daven and when to daven, that the Torah does not prescribe. But it is still a mitzvah mid'oraisa to daven every day, which means that mid'oraisa is not a time-bound mitzvah. It applies all the time. One can do it at any time. The Chachomim came and said that the way to do this mitzvah is to do it three times a day at these specific times, but it still remains a mid'oraisa mitzvah, which is not time-bound on a Torah level. And therefore, even women and slaves are obligated, and children as well, just like any other mitzvah, except for the exceptions which we mentioned above. Now, the Gemara explains the reason for this is simple, that everyone needs Hashem's help and mercy, and therefore everyone needs to daven. So that also explains why everyone is obligated to daven Shmona Esrei. Furthermore, they are all obligated to a mezuzah. In the midst of a mezuzah, if they have a house, if they have doors, they have to affix a mezuzah on the doorpost. Obviously, because it's not a mitzvah asei shehazman gerama, because you always have to have a mezuzah on your house. The question is, why did the Mishnah have to specify this mitzvah? Surely it's the same as any other non-time-bound mitzvah. So the Gemara explains that the commandment of mezuzah in the Torah comes right after the commandment to learn Torah, and to teach Torah. So I might have thought that just like women are exempt from learning Torah, so too they should be exempt from keeping the mitzvah of mezuzah. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell you that no, you shouldn't learn the psukim like that, and really they are obligated to affix a mezuzah to their doorposts. And finally, with Avik Samazain, they're also obligated in benching. The Gemara has a discussion whether this is mid'oraisa or only mid'rabbanan. It's possible that since the Torah talks about the mitzvah of benching with connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael, well, only the men receive the portion in the land, and therefore perhaps women are not obligated to bench mid'oraisa. But either way, at least on a mid'rabbanan level, even women and non-Jewish slaves and children are obligated to bench after eating. Now, everything which a child is obligated to do, that is all mid'rabbanan. So let's just summarize. Women, non-Jewish slaves, and children are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema and tefillin, but they're obligated to daven, to have a mezuzah on their doorposts, and to bench after eating.